Bedisa paused for a moment at the doorway. She considered asking Luca about the other night, when she glanced into the chamber of magic to find one of Luca's water beasts seemingly in battle with a young man. At the time, she assumed it was one of Luca's accolades in training. But as she thought back to the moment, something was not right. The boy's clothes were unusual, nothing like the robes of the acolytes she saw throughout the palace. Furthermore, she did not remember hearing or seeing any spells cast by the young man in retaliation. Not a battle, a massacre best described the violent clash between the town of Haran and the Sakhr clan, the Arab militant force led by the monster known as Abu Talib. Captain Art was a born warrior. His son Cass felt enormous pride as his father rode with his men to meet Abu Talib. That pride had given way to the deep shame in his father's eyes upon his return, alone. Art was the sole survivor, spared to show Haran that even her mightiest would fall beneath Abu Talib's boot. Cass saw the green grass where he and his sister had played as children, drenched in the blood of Haran's people. He was among those chosen to strip the corpses of weapons, jewels, all things precious. Anything that might aid Abu Talib in further conquest was to be kept from his grasp. It was more than just the blood that filled Cass's mind. So many terrible, unspeakable images that would never leave his memory until death finally took them from him. Yet suddenly, the memories were gone, washed away. The battlefield, his father's look of shame, all cast aside by a single image.